And the company store, they had about anything that you needed.
Money and lamps, safety shoes.
Bubble gum and candy and pop.
I sold quite a few rifles and shotguns and a few pistols.
Sometimes they'd have dresses hung up.
We packed lunches for them and we sold them work clothing.
I remember Bob Collins slicing bologna. That's usually everybody's favorite.
We had first-class merchandise. We didn't have no seconds and nothing. I started out a tool shed. And kept adding to it.
There was windows across the front, and there's bars across the windows on the outside. Okay, there was a bench there. You know, the first place was the post office. You go to your right. And then the counter was a horseshoe type thing.
I had a porch built for them to come up on. And so as it's raining, they could stand there and grill strip.
They had a runway made from that little store out to the track. It made a good place to sit there and tell jokes and see what was going on. And
when Bill Pryor was there, I remember the little boxes they had. They put your mail in and you could see through and see if you had any mail or not. Our box number was 41, remember that? 41.
I like Bill Pryor pretty good. You know, he's our store manager there.
I had to be the timekeeper too. I had 175 on my payroll. They issued this script and all that kind of stuff. And I hired me another store man, the door childers. We made a store manager out of him.
I don't think he would have took a dime off of you unless it had been through a mistake, honest. That's the way I always felt about Theodore.
I run that store just like it belonged to me. I done the buying. I extended the credit. I done the collection. I done the whole work.
He knew all the kids, and he knew everybody, and he knew if a kid took something they weren't supposed to take, all he had to do was tell their parents, because the parents worked here in the mines.
Uh-huh. You didn't have many people you had to collect from. Mm-hmm. You know, 90% of the people in McCrory County are honest. Kind of like Miss Baker was. She was a fine woman and very particular. She wouldn't have nothing but white eggs. At that time, they wouldn't put them up in dozen cartons like they do now. They just come 30 dozen a case. So when she come in the store, I just hand her a bag of her happy set of eggs. So one day she said, I had a bag back down there by one of those Davis girls with one egg in it. So I just went and said, I didn't put it back in my stock. I thought there was something wrong with it. Next morning, Nora come in. I said, Nora, what about that egg? Oh, he said, there wasn't nothing wrong with it, though. She said, you know, I counted them eggs myself. When I got the house, I had 13. Well, I said, good God, Nora, why didn't you just keep the egg? I said, you didn't have to send it back. No, she said, I had to send it back.
I'd go in the store and make purchase, and, you know. But you didn't stay around the store too long. It just wasn't too ladylike, you know. For the women and girls to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh my, I was lucky. One time I found a $5 script piece. And I didn't tell anybody, went straight to the store and spent it. But then I found out after you got out of Stearns, that money wasn't any good. And I thought, man, they've really got you sewed in. You either spend it here or you don't spend it.
It's awful easy to spend everything you could make because everything was so handy, why you just about owe it all to them.
Tennessee, Ernie, you owe your soul to the company store. That's just about the way it was.